Catherine out there, I don't know. I wouldn't think there would be any place here. And I don't know about the Country Inn. Do you eat there? I mean, the down at the Inn down in Tynan. Do you eat there?
From in Tamapas?
Yeah, Tamapas Inn. Tamapas Inn.
No, I don't think I have.
Well, that's good. That's cafeteria.
Uh-huh. Stuff. In
down at that that hotel thing. That big hotel. They have delicious meals there.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Well, we go up there and eat a lot. And it's more it's more reasonable than any other place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been at Payne somewhere around.
I never have been to the Red Barn but once.
Is that any good?
And I didn't like it. What I got was cold. I got chicken nibbles and rice, and they were just as cold as if they'd been cooked yesterday. Yeah, they were.
It was cold.
And I never had been back. I just had a fit till I got in there. I wanted to see really what it looked like, and I never wanted to go back. Now, I liked to eat at Louise's when Louise used to be there. That's the first one on the left as you go. That's before you get to the, you're staying at the plaza. That's the first one as you leave the plaza going toward Tynan.
Oh, I mean the Coach Inn? I think that's where it is.
Is that the name of it now? Right. I knew that Louise had sold, but I didn't know what the name of it. Now that's where I like to go when I go by.
Yeah. Yeah, I ate there one night and really got some really good
I don't know what it's like since she's not there. Louise was a good manager and she knew how and everything. And, she did a lot of catering and everything.
Oh, really?
She was real good. Uh-huh. But I don't know what it's like since she isn't there.
Yeah. Did your father ever use something to make the horses move?
A whip. Yeah.
Yeah.
A whip.
Crack that.
Yes, goodness. That whip was that plaited whip. Oh, and that was a valuable thing to him. You didn't bother his whip. No, you didn't bother his wheel.
Yeah, you really make those things crack.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
Especially with the horses, you didn't have to use things like that too much with mules. Or mules slow anyway, but when we go in the buggy and in the surly, you know, we'd always have to. That's when he used it.
I bet you that was not a
hassle. That was fun. That was fun.
Can't imagine that.
I'm telling you, that was fun. Mm. It makes you sad to think about all those good old days. And then we just thought we were having the hardest time in the world because we had no conveniences. But now we look back and we just don't know what we're missing.
Yeah.
Nobody that's experienced that has experienced it really knows what they missed. Until they have lived in the country without conveniences and things, but I think you're closer and everything. There's no picture shows to go to. There's nothing to do. You have to stay at home and things like that. I know when I was a little bitty thing. I mean, you know, of course, then after I got up a little bit of size, we had picture show, but. I think it's the closeness of the family that means so much. When you're out like that, there's just nothing to do, and you just have to create things to do. You know, things to do at night, and of course you always went to bed early in the country. You know that country people usually do because you had to get up so early.
Yeah,
the farm, but you had to create your own things to. To do. We didn't have cards. We didn't know what cards were. We had dominoes. And we had checkers.